This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues the EveryCatholicMan.com special 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we see how Jesus carries his cross to the place of the skull. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of sacrifice so we can embrace self-sacrifice and follow Jesus Christ. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of patience so he can endure the sorrows of his own personal cross. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 26 through 33. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place which is called the Skull, they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in this terrible recollection of when he carried his cross to the place of the skull. After Jesus endures multiple interrogations and brutal torture in an all-night ordeal to avoid a mass riot and to neutralize the Jewish accusations of his treason, Pilate reluctantly grants the Jewish leadership's vehement demand to crucify Jesus. From tradition, this is the first station of the cross, the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering. Jesus is extremely weakened due to the sweating blood in Gethsemane, being paraded some 2 miles, multiple beatings, near-fatal scourging, blood loss, dehydration, lack of food, and no sleep for over 24 hours. It is cold, we hear that in John chapter 18, verse 18, and yet the Roman soldiers strip off the purple robe, which Mark records in chapter 15, verse 17, leaving Jesus only in his tunic and the crown of thorns. Jesus bears his cross, which is the second station of the cross, made of rough timber, weighing several hundred pounds, dragging it uphill a half a mile to the place of his crucifixion. Severely exhausted, Jesus falls for the first time, bruising his knees. That's the third station of the cross. And then poignantly encounters the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's the fourth station of the cross. The soldiers force Simon of Cyrene to help carry Jesus' cross. That's the fifth station of the cross. After Veronica gives him a cloth to wipe his bloodied face, that's the sixth station of the cross, Jesus falls for a second time, the seventh station, and cryptically reveals to some women the horrific destruction that will come to Jerusalem in 70 AD. That's the eighth station of the cross. Approaching Golgotha, the place of the skull, outside the city gates, Jesus falls a third time. This is the ninth station. The ascent to Golgotha by Jesus is an astounding feat, given his extensive wounds and exhaustion. The Shroud of Turin, perhaps Christ's burial cloth, reveals the man in the shroud had over 100 deep scourging wounds to the back, sides, and legs. This man had some 30 puncture wounds around his head. He had significant swelling around his eyes and his nose. He had blunt trauma, bruises on his shoulders and back, which were likely made by the cross during his falls. And the man also had deep abrasions on the knees and extensive blood loss. You'll note that the wounds on the Shroud of Turin very accurately describe what Jesus endured. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be astounded by Jesus, the perfection of fortitude, and recall that fortitude has five parts. It has the virtue of magnanimity, the virtue of magnificence, the virtue of courage, the virtue of perseverance, and the virtue of patience. Perfection of magnanimity, Jesus remains focused on the greatness of his sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. Perfection of magnificence, Jesus takes up his cross and carries it. Perfection of courage, Jesus heroically goes to meet his agonizing death at Golgotha. Perfection of perseverance, Jesus demonstrates astonishing human strength and stamina in his Via Dolorosa, despite his extensive wounds and exhaustion. Perfection of patience, Jesus, without complaint, endures the horrific physical suffering and the unfathomable mental suffering of the abandonment of his apostles, the murderous evil of the Jewish leadership and the mob, and the sorrowful realization that many will choose to go to hell despite his infinite sacrifice. Let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Embrace self-sacrifice and follow Christ. Realize, after repeatedly revealing that a man must take up his cross and follow me, for example, Jesus says this multiple times, including in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus confirms the astounding sacrifice that he calls men to take up when he carries his own cross to the place of the skull. Believe. Reflect upon Christ's call to every Catholic man to pick up your cross. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 618, 1435, 1642, 1816, 2427, and 2012 to 2016. Pray, Jesus, crucified Christ, help me build the virtue of sacrifice, a part of justice, so I can turn from self-indulgence to self-denial, so I can commit to follow and sacrifice for you, and so I can heroically give of myself to build your kingdom. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Seek patience as you endure your cross. Realize, the carrying of the cross from the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary has traditionally been meditated upon to grow in the virtue of patience, which, again, is a part of the virtue of fortitude. Believe. Reflect upon the virtue of patience. See the Catechism, paragraphs 227, 736, 1466, 1832, 2104, 2219, 2522, 2533, 2613, 2668, and 2772. Pray. Jesus, perfection of patience, help me build the virtue of patience, a part of fortitude, so I can persevere with calmness and confidence in times of trial, stress, and suffering. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of sacrifice so you can embrace self-sacrifice and follow Jesus Christ. And second, pursue the virtue of patience so you can always endure the sufferings and sorrows of your own personal cross. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. invite others to listen to by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to continue to help draw others to Jesus and His Holy Catholic Church. Consider going to everycatholicman.com and studying the 11-part special series on the Passion of the Christ. You can find it there. There you'll also find an extensive library of tools and resources to grow in holiness and happiness and to become a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.